Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
Hi, Melissa. I'm excited to be here. I joined the Academy because I'm a little lost in trying to develop my niche. I think that my background is a global HR, CHRO, and I transitioned to being a coach. And I have a coach and a consulting business, an HR consulting business. My business, from a coaching standpoint, is I do high potentials. I do those individual contributors moving into a management role, or those vice presidents or senior vice presidents that grow into the C-suite. And while I do recognize it's a very broad niche, I am having a hard time bringing it down and trying to separate that also from my HR consulting business. My business has grown from word of mouth. Since I joined the Academy, I've been posting different things. I've been understanding who my audience is. I've been shy about it because I'm not clear. And so one of the reasons why I joined the Academy was to get better clarity and help me get my head straight about this. And most importantly, transition my mindset from an employee to an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so I know that's a lot, but here I am. And thank you for, you know, I invested in my time, and thank you and your team for the amazing, unconditional support. I feel like anytime, any place, anywhere, any of you show up, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. And I'm excited to go through some coaching with you on this. And let us know in the chat, anybody feel like they're in a similar space, maybe multiple client like bases, kind of trying to get clear on what you're marketing. So this coaching may be applicable to a lot of you. So let me ask you this. So you share with me the coaching place. The coaching piece is more one-on-one, kind of transitioning individuals to management roles or presidents into C-suite roles. That's like one-on-one coaching. Tell me a little bit about your consulting business. Who is your ideal client in your consulting business?
It's mid to large-sized companies. Mm-hmm. And I come in either with projects that are needed at a global level. I'm Hispanic, and a lot of my career track has been in Spanish language media and entertainment. as well as NBC for more than 20 years. So it's those types of companies either that are going into M&A, integration, startup, reengineering, or enhancement of HR functions.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So my follow-up question to this is between, and there's no right answer, and you guys, some of you can be asking yourself the same question. So between the coaching business and the consulting business, when you look at your business plan, if you have one, are you leaning any more heavily towards one than the other as far as focus with revenue goal, long-term goal of like maybe segregating out and closing one down? Or are you looking at complete halvesies trying to run both at the same time? Like, what's your long game?
So my passion is coaching.
Okay.
And my HR toolbox and my know-how, I do coaching, but consulting, I enjoy that too. Mm-hmm. So I would say that long-term, probably I would wean down the consulting and do those on a, let's call them one-offs. Yep.
But is it fair to say right now that's probably what's paying the bills? It's like, that's what's paying the bills.
100%, Melissa.
Okay. So it's kind of like, you don't want to cut your nose off to spite your face. You got to keep the revenue coming in, but you want to turn the ship. You want to take the Titanic and kind of turn it. And we can't do that overnight. If we tried to flip it overnight, we would just totally cut off our revenue stream of what's working for us. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months. And you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. If any of the rest of you are feeling this way, know that you're not alone and know that we've been through the same thing. And we, over the, some of you guys on the line have witnessed it. I know George has. It took me 1.5 years to completely turn a ship. I didn't do it overnight, right? There's an elegant way to move without confusing your audience. So let's get really clear. So first and foremost, let's talk about content and then let's talk about network growth. Okay. So what I would encourage you to do is give yourself what's going to clarify the swim lanes is trying not to put them together. Okay. I want to give you permission for those of you who have to continue to market and run one business while you're lifting up another is just separate out the content, right? So you're brand new, right? So I don't want to overwhelm you with like giving you too much, but what I want to give you a runway on is when you get to the modules around content mapping, okay, what you're going to want to ask yourself is in a 7-day, or if you're only going to post 5 days a week, that's fine too. In a recurring period of content push, I need to split the content that's going out so that maybe 2 days a week, my content going out, or maybe even one. Like I talk about the authority build, which is usually day one in content mapping. For you, you're going to have two authority builds, right? So one day content's going to go out building authority and value around consulting because that's still part of your business, right? And then a second day of the week, it's going to be to the individual. You're going to be an authority speaking to the individual that you want to coach that's transitioning, right? Completely different message, which is why they need to be completely different pieces of content, right? And so what you're going to want to do is just hold yourself accountable routinely, quite frankly, weekly to nurturing both. If you're pivoting and you really want to focus more on the consulting, I encourage you to be heavier on the content that's going to speak to the consulting client, but don't neglect or forget to occasionally throw a bone to your consulting industry, because I know some of you, you're concerned about a raise of eyebrows of like, well, is she abandoning us? What else is she doing? Is she giving us her all, right? So it's like kind of doing that dance until you've built a book of business that you feel confident from a revenue standpoint, that you're ready to just shut down the marketing aspect of the consulting. Doesn't mean you're still not consulting. You don't still have clients, but you're confident with the revenue stream you've generated with the coaching. And now you're going all in, beefing up your coaching message, right? So for each of you who kind of are straddling two offers like that, it's just really important that your content is completely separate on different days. Don't try to mesh it into the same message, right? And put it out on different days. Okay. So that's number one. Okay. Number two is the network growth strategy, right? So if you're feeling like you still need to grow your book of business with consulting while coaching, and again, this is enough to make some of your head spin a little bit, but this is a great question, is when you get into the network growth strategy modules, we encourage you guys to grow your network every single day. I do the same thing. Every single day, we add at least 20 people to my network. Okay. And so what I would encourage you to do is just split that network growth strategy. So a portion of that network growth strategy probably needs to be to key decision makers in that mid to large size companies that you want to still land deals with. However, if you're wanting to lean a little bit more heavily towards kind of lead gen for coaching, maybe you want to spend 60 to 80% of your network growth really going towards the manager, the individuals, and the president to C-suite kind of network growth strategy, right? So let's say if you've got 5 days out of a week, maybe 3 days a week, or even four, let's just do this. 2 days a week, you're growing a network towards the individual going to management role. 2 days a week, you're growing your network from president to the C-suite space. And then 1 day a week, you're growing in the mid-sized business space so that you're actually really kind of building an audience that's towards your long-term goal, but you're not neglecting what's paying the bills right now. Does that make sense?
100%. 100%.
Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.